Environmental and public health groups are speaking out today, criticising the city's plan to burn Hurricane Sandy debris in a Brooklyn park in open burners. The idea was floated last month and rejected, but quietly during the holidays. The New York Department of Environmental Protection granted the Army Corps of Engineers a variance to go ahead and burn. Laura Haight is the Senior Environmental Associate with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
This first came up in mid-November when we learned that the contractor wanted to do a pilot burn using these air curtain burners, which we'd never heard of before, to burn waste from Hurricane Sandy. We immediately reached out to city officials and state officials with our questions and concerns, and we've been following up on this pretty carefully. That was, these air curtain burners are essentially open-topped metal boxes that they throw the wood into and burn. And there's no pollution control device whatsoever other than a fan that blows air over the top of it, which is supposed to keep the smoke from getting out. Now, we know from the pilot burn that actually it was very smoky. As a result, the city is not going to be burning wood chips. They had mountains of wood chips from trees that came down after Hurricane Sandy. But they still now, despite all of our concerns and concerns raised by local citizens, are planning on expanding the burn, setting up four of these air curtain burners and burning tree trunks, limbs, root balls, literally tons of waste is going to be burned there, and could be up to 24/7 from now through mid-April.
If these burns go ahead, what are we looking at? Apart from the acrid smoke, what's the other problem with these burns?
Well, the wood smoke itself is dangerous. I mean, people don't think about it because they think of their fireplaces, but actually wood smoke contains a lot of pollutants. They can add to lung disease, to heart disease. And we're concerned about the surrounding communities. I mean, some of the closest communities to this site are Far Rockaway, which is already suffering from terrible, terrible air quality. People there had something called the Rockaway cough. A lot of this is because of the poor indoor air quality with the mold and the dust that's everywhere. But do these people need, on top of all that, all the smoke that's going to be coming out of these burners? And also the emissions from the trucks that are be coming in all the time, bringing in more trees and branches to be burned and carting away the ash. So our concern is really the localized impacts of this air pollution, especially when there are safe alternatives.
Is this the only way to deal with the debris that's being accumulated?
Well, that's the real issue here. There are alternatives. There are plenty of alternative uses for wood chips. They can be used from everything from high-end uses like mulch for gardens to low-end uses like stabilizer for sewage, an aggregate in cement products. It can be used for trail cover, for animal bedding. There's many, many uses for these wood chips. The city and the Corps of Engineers say that they've reached out to companies that might be interested in, that they're not getting enough interest, but we think they should be trying harder.
Presumably, you said that you first heard about this back in November, and you had some discussions with the Department of Environmental Protection, the Mayor Bloomberg, the governor, presumably. What was their response to your concerns?
I guess we had some level of success in that they decided not to burn the wood chips, but I don't know if that was because of us. It could be because of all the smoke. It turned out these air curtain burners didn't function very well. They say they have been pursuing alternatives, but we believe that that the Corps has not been as aggressive as they should be. And, we encouraged both the city and the state, because the state had to issue a waiver saying they weren't going to enforce any air quality violations. We urge them both to just disapprove this variance, just stand up to the Corps and say, no, we're going to have to come up with better ways of solving this problem.
And is there anything the public can do to assist your efforts?
Well, I believe some of the local groups who are quite concerned are going to be organizing a phone-in campaign to Mayor Bloomberg's office. And also, we do have a commitment from the city that they will shut down the burning if they find that the smoke exceeds air quality levels, safe air quality levels. So, people nearby should be very mindful. If they're experiencing any problems, they should call in with complaints. And there should be data that's available on the EPA website with the air quality monitoring.
And do you know when they're going to start this burn?
Well, it could have been today. We don't know. The variance was approved on Wednesday, and they released their press release yesterday, and it could be happening now. We don't know.
That was Laura Haight, Senior Environmental Associate with the New York Public Interest Research Group.